Taking Stock with Pim Fox.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Can't touch this yet. That's what he should have been singing when it comes to the iPad 2, as it's known. Apple having rolled that out yesterday, introduced it. We're going to be able to touch it, buy it, starting at the end of next week. And then by the end of the month, pretty much anywhere in the world, you'll be able to get it. So what does it mean for Apple, and where is this company going anyway? Those are a couple of questions we're dealing with here on Taking Stock. And I'm Dave Wilson, along with Pim Fox. We're going to do that with Vijay Rakesh, an analyst at Stern AG. Vijay, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
So give us a sense of where Apple's going with this introduction. We know that they've been growing at sort of a breakneck pace, especially with the help from the first version of the iPad. How much does the second version help them?
Yeah, I think the second version is about as it's more revolutionary rather than evolutionary. I would say they have really done a lot to the iPad 2. If you look at this iPad 2, it's almost 30% thinner than the iPad 1. It's about 10 times faster, and it's about the same price points as the iPad 1. And by far, in the last 9 months, they sold about 15 million iPad 1, and that's more than any tablet e-reader that the world has sold. So by far, they're setting the trend here. They're defining a whole category. And as you look at this year, I think most street estimates have Apple doing about 35 to 40 million of the iPad 2s for calendar 11. So obviously, they are defining a category, and they're setting a new trend.
All right. So Vijay, let's say that someone wants to go out and buy an iPad, but they don't necessarily have the money. They say to themselves, look, I got to make a good investment, make some profits in the stock market before I can go out and buy an iPad. Would you buy Apple stock? The shares are up more than $7 today, $359 for a share of Apple. The stock is up a little bit more than 11% so far this year. Is it worth buying now?
Yeah, let's look at a couple of things. I think for one, iPad, Apple is defining a whole new category in the computing space, and that's tablets and iPads. And this iPad is actually growing pretty substantially. It's going from 14 million units last year to, let's say, 40 million units this year. And I think most Gartner estimates have it going to 80 to 100 million units, the whole tablet category, for next year. So this is really picking up. And even the PC OEMs, the traditional OEMs like HP and Dell, are kind of trying to get into that game also. So definitely this category is going to be around for the next couple of years, let's say 5-10 years. The other side of this is, when you look at Apple stock at $350-$360, the stock is still exceptionally cheap. It has about $65 in cash, net cash, that is. And I think consensus estimates, street estimates, are around $25-$26 for this year and about $32 for next year. So it's trading about 10 times, 12 times earnings. And if you X out the cash, it's even cheaper. So for a company that's defining a category, that's kind of pushing the envelope of innovation, I think you probably have to bet on this.
Well, you're talking about the tablet category. If we're having this discussion when the iPad first came out, it would be about the iPad. The fact is, there is a category now. You have products like the Samsung Galaxy Tab, the Motorola Zoom out there. How much of an issue is that for Apple in terms of their ability to keep growing with the iPad as they have?
I think the iPad is now almost 30% plus of revenues for Apple. And by far, what we have seen is when the iPad came out in April, we had all the tablet OEMs out with their tablet categories before that. And obviously, they had to go back to the designing table. iPad came in a ramped up in December. You saw last year again, all the OEMs went back to the table to redesign it. At CES, we had a whole new launch. And now with the iPad 2 coming out, I think we are back to square one again. I think all the OEMs looking at the iPad 2 now, feel their products are probably woefully inadequate, they probably go back to the designing design table again. So I think by far what you're seeing is Apple is kind of pushing that envelope of innovation. They're trying to design it in such a way that the customers keep wanting more, and the OE and the competition feels like they just haven't they just don't have a competing product with the iPad. So I think by far what you're seeing is Galaxy and the Zoom. We think at least while we don't cover some of those stocks, our checks indicate most of these other tablets have been not as great on the sell-through side versus the iPad.
All right, we're going to continue the conversation with Vijay Rakesh of Stern AG about Apple and the iPad. Coming up, we've got David Joy of Columbia Management. He's going to talk about today's market rally. Dave Wilson, did you see anything in today's market rally that caught your attention? I mean, you see a big move in tech stocks. You see a big move in some of the banks. Anything being left out?
Well,
gold.
Sure, because you've got people more confident. So what do you have to go hide in gold for? I mean, we know that gold has really benefited from that sort of haven buying, and we know that on a day like this, you just don't get it. More coming up. So we return to our discussion of Apple with Vijay Rakesh at Stern AG. Vijay, I was highlighting some research in one of my recent charts of the day that suggested people will be loyal to the brand Apple even if Steve Jobs isn't the CEO. We know that it was a big deal yesterday for Jobs to come on stage and introduce the iPad 2. In your mind, how important is it for Steve Jobs to still be at the helm of this company?
Yeah, I think Steve Jobs is definitely the driving force behind Apple, and to see him on stage was very reassuring, and we wish him all the best. But I think Apple, over the years, has cultivated a very deep and experienced bench, especially Tim Cook has time and again shown that he can carry the mantle, and I think the stock has actually reacted well the last time Tim Cook was acting CEO when Steve Jobs was out. So I think what we've seen is over the years, Apple has cultivated a pretty strong management bench there, and I think for a company like Apple, the key to understand also is these guys actually lay out a good 5-year plan of what products to roll out, and they have a very long-term outlook. So I think while Steve is the face of the company, they have the Apple by itself has morphed. They have kind of matured. They have a pretty good roadmap out there, and we think that product innovation strategy will keep a pretty strong following on the consumer side.
Vijay, if I had an iPad, maybe even an extra iPad, whether it be an old one or the new one that's going to go on sale March 11th, and I took out my Swiss Army knife and opened up the back of the iPad, what would I see inside it? Is there a way to profit from betting on companies that supply the stuff that goes into making the iPad?
Sure. I think some of the biggest players supplying to Apple would be OEMs like Micron, the ticker there is MU, SanDisk, SNDK. Obviously, they don't directly supply to Apple, but one of the biggest components in an iPad is the memory, which is the NAND memory, and obviously SanDisk is a pure player there. You have other players such as I think Broadcom is supplying into that. You have Skyworks, SWKS. So those would be some of the big players who are currently supplying on the iPad.
Because if more people buy iPads, even if the individual products are not made by a specific company that you can invest in, that means that those products aren't going into another gadget. So this could be just a supply and demand issue.
That's exactly right. Plus, you are seeing the beginnings of a whole new way in how we approach computing, which is NAND or flash-based computing versus what we had before, which is hard drive computing or hard drive in computers. And so what you're seeing is a whole new market being defined for the next generation. So the last year was all about PCs and desktops and notebooks, and what you see going forward is tablets, everything going touch, everything going into a converged device, which is what the next generation will be using with Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and what have you. So,
Well, it may be a whole new market in a sense, but if you look at it in terms of the software and the approach to the machines, it's the same dynamic to some degree as you saw with PCs. Apple's going its own way. And then rather than having Microsoft Windows, as was the case with PCs, you've got Google Android. And you've got a lot of companies designing devices, including tablets, to run on that system. So how much of a threat does Google Android pose to Apple?
Yes, I think what you're seeing is Microsoft defined the last decade, which was basically a very computing environment. What you're seeing going forward is a convergence of both computing, a social networking, a multitude of all converging into a new ecosystem, and that's what you're seeing with the Android and with the iOS, where it's not just computing, it's social networking. There's Twitter, there's FaceTime. All of those kind of converging into a more like a hotspot on your tablet. So that's the route that Android is going. That's the route that iOS is going also.
All right, we're going to have to end our conversation with Vijay Rakesh. I want to thank him very much joining us from Stern AG.
You can subscribe to Bloomberg's premium podcast service at Bloomberg.com/Tom Keen and listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on satellite radio, Sirius Channel 130 and XM Channel 129. Copyright 2011, Bloomberg LP.